you know, into it. And, you know, now we're starting to talk about, you know, world rankings and things like that. So it wouldn't surprise me within the next 5 years that we have, you know, some large regional or maybe even some national pickleball events coming here.
It is 6:47. We want to bring in now Mr. Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, where there is always something going on. Casey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Super fantastic here. How might you be?
Well, since we went from winter to rain to summer, I'm still trying to catch up.
All in a couple of days. Well, hey, great Cinco de Mayo celebration downtown this past weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a couple of great celebrations downtown. Cinco de Mayo, the Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow organization, do a fantastic job with that event. Raised a lot of money for local scholarships, which is a great thing to see. And then La Grind, we had a lot of riders from the extended area that were in town for that event. And it seemed like there were like 20 things going on in town this past weekend. So.
Yep.
It was one of those only the boring are bored in Emporia sort of weekends, so we appreciate that. And there's lots of other things that are coming up here quickly. We know that there are a series of area graduations with Emporia State University and Flint Hills Technical College and other high school graduations. Remember, you've got great grad gift opportunities with a lot of local merchants. We will be attending the National Main Street Conference coming up in Virginia here relatively quickly, and we're hoping to bring a lot of information back to the community. We haven't been able to attend one of those in the last couple of years, but we're excited about that. There is the Flatland Cruisers Car Show that's coming up on May 21st in downtown Emporia. So the registration is from 8 a.m. to noon, and the show runs from 9 to 3, and they'll have food trucks and a DJ and a variety of different things, and you can find out more information at EmporiaFlatlandCruisers.com. We've got a variety of different things going on for Unbound Gravel Finish Line festivities, and if you're interested in becoming a vendor, you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check out the vendor registration form, or you can stop in the office and we can get you taken care of. We're expecting a huge turnout for that event this year, so we're encouraging people to sign up to vend to support all those thousands of people that will be coming in into town for that particular event. We're also reminding everybody that veterans banner applications are up, so we're accepting veterans banner applications right now, and we'll do so through the end of June, and then we'll have the lottery drawing for application spots on July 1st. So if you're interested in becoming part of the lottery drawing for a veteran in your life, please consider submitting their information through EmporiaMainStreet.com or stop by the office. We've also got our first ever Appella weekend, which is a weekend designed for high school reunions for anyone that has ever graduated from Emporia High. And this is a coordinated event between Emporia Main Street, Visit Emporia, and several different local entities like Emporia High School and Flint Hills Technical College and a lot of other groups putting that together. So that'll be July 15th and 16th. We'll have a variety of late-night shopping events, concerts, fun activities. So we know that some people haven't been able to hold their class reunions over the past couple of years, and we thought, why not support that and hold some coordinated activities all together? You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com for more information on that. We also have a variety of other events that we're planning, including we're getting a bunch of people that are already signing up for the Great American Market on September 10th. So beyond that, we'll also have news on our Fab Lab open houses that are coming up quickly, and we'll have some invitations that are going out for that. And we'll be able to make an announcement on the incubation space here relatively quickly as well. So always something going on at Emporia Main Street.
You've given us a couple of relatively quicklies here this morning. So let's see, when will you be attending the conference?
The conference will be next week.
Next week. That's relatively quickly.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Love to hear that. Back back in play once again, and to keep us up to date on the Fab Lab information. And also, so the incubator spot will be housing something soon, huh?
It will be. We've had some. We've had a lot of business interest, but we just met with a incubator business, and the board met and approved it. So we'll be making an announcement on that here relatively quickly, Ron.
Well played, sir.
All right. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
All right. Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street here. With us, KVOE Live and local. Casey mentioned graduations. Let's quickly run down, Chuck, what we have going on here. High school's going to be rolling fast and furious with graduations here this weekend.
Oh, my, yes.
Santa Fe Trail is Saturday at 10.
Burlington, you have from 11 to 12:30.
Hartford this Saturday at 11.
Opie will follow at 1 o'clock.
Madison Virgil this Saturday, 3 to 4.
Southern Coffee County on Saturday from 4 to 6.
Northern Heights this Saturday from 7 until 8.
And then we go to Sunday schedule, which is a bit shorter, still robust, with Eureka starting things off at 2.
Waverly from 2 to 3 this Sunday.
Lebo will kick off 4 and at 5.
And Osage City, let's see, 2 to 3 this Sunday.
Yep, and then don't forget, we've already mentioned here in our newscast that Flint Hills Technical College will have the dental hygiene pinning ceremony from 1 to 2 p.m. on Sunday, followed by spring commencement from 3 to 4 o'clock.
At White Auditorium, and then Emporia State University will have graduate ceremony starting at 6 p.m. this Friday, and undergraduate ceremonies two times, 9:30 and again at 2 this Saturday, 9:30 for the students in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and 2 p.m. School of Business and the Teachers College. So that is the lineup this weekend.
And be sure to go to KVOE.com for more. And the ESU Buzz likely will be talking a lot more about those the graduation ceremonies, which will be coming up here Friday night and Saturday morning, and now Saturday afternoon.
Well, the graduates will be inducted into the real world.
Yeah, very good point.
Of college, right?
Yeah, well said. Well all said. Right. And congratulations to everybody.
KVOE 655, 74 degrees. Good morning.
Simmons Pet Food makes food for the pets they love. For a limited time, they're offering.